Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to Grendene SA's conference call to disclose and analyze the results of the first quarter of 2018. We would like to inform you that this conference call will be held in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English. At this point, all the participants are connected in listen-only mode, and later we will start the Q&A session when instructions for you to participate will be provided. If you need support during the conference call, please request assistance from an operator by typing star zero. Let me remind you that this conference call is being recorded and will be made available at ri.grendene.com.br. The main officers of Grendene are here, who will also be available to take any questions you might have. Rudimar Dall'Onder, Chief Executive Officer, Gelson Luiz Rostirolla, Executive Vice President, and Francisco Schmidt, CFO and IRO, as well as the company's top management. We would like to inform you that the press release for the first quarter of 2018 is available on the website ri.grendene.com.br in Portuguese and English versions. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that any forward-looking statements made during this conference call about company's business prospects and operating and financial estimates are mere forecasts based on management's expectations regarding the company's future. These expectations are highly dependent on market conditions, the country's overall economic performance, industry, and international markets. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Francisco Schmidt, CFO and Investor Relations Officer of the company. Mr. Schmidt, please proceed.
Good morning. Thank you for attending another Grendene's conference call to discuss our results. I would like to remind you that we added another file with a conference call presentation with a summary of the main figure to facilitate the follow-up of the conference call and the comments we are going to make. I do not intend to repeat the numbers provided in that file, but I will refer to those slides to clarify any points. Before we move into the company's performance discussion, I would like to draw your attention to the distribution of dividends. According to the current dividend payout policy, the management proposed the distribution of the result regarding the first quarter of 2018 as referendum dividends in a total of 90.7 million reais. This is at referendum and after the approval of the accounts of 2018. They will be paid on May 23rd. Shareholders holding common shares enrolled in the company's records of Grendene on May 7, that's the cutoff date, will be entitled to receive those amounts. The operating results of the first quarter of 2018 were very predictable and positively affected. According to our estimates, they were good comparing the comparison basis in the first quarter of 2017. The results of the first quarter of 2017 had embedded in them in export incentives. The growth in that quarter, the growth in this quarter of 2018 should surplus the one of the previous year. We know that the export incentive ended in the first quarter of 2017, so we should take that into account. Therefore, the results obtained reflect improvement in our operations, which not only gave rise to a 9.8% growth in EBIT compared to the previous period, but also provided an offset associated with the end of this incentive. If you look at the slide number 7 of this presentation, you will see where we had the composition in the breakdown of the net revenue. You will see the impact of the export incentive. It was worth 11.7 million reais. However, in our overall result, was not good. We had an increase of 10.8 million in EBIT, and there was a reduction of 20.6 million reais in the financial results. If you look into slide 11 of the slide 11, you will see these results broken down. Operating results show good improvement, especially considering the offset in the end of this export incentive, plus a drop in the interest rate. With that, the financial result, which was very high in the previous year, this year showed a drop of 24.6 million. It should be noted in this comparison that since the beginning, we said that this year we were expecting reductions in the financial results. However, in this quarter, we possibly had the greatest difference that we expect to see this year. The difference in interest rates between the first quarter of 17 and first quarter of 18 was of 6%. So hardly ever this difference in quarters of the fourth quarter of 17 and first quarter of 18 will show a similar difference. So probably this effect will decrease over time in 2018. Another comment that I would like to make regarding financial results is that with this drop, it didn't seem attractive, the distribution of interest on equity in this quarter. The interest on equity works as a financial expense that will deduct taxes in our case, basically from the financial income. With this drop, in this quarter at least, it did not seem so interesting. The distribution of interest on capital and equity was not attractive. So the effect on this quarter compared to the previous quarter was of 10.2 million, as you can see in slide 11, where you can see the breaking down of the figures year on year. This does not mean that we will not pay interest on equity this year. We are likely to do so. But with this difference of financial result, we will not necessarily pay interest on equity at the same levels we paid last year. The good news about all that is that the domestic market starts to show signs of recovery in a more consistent way. Although, with the latest news we have, there is indication that this recovery is not as high as we expected. When we disclosed these figures, we did not have preliminary or even the final figures from the market, but the impression we had is that there was some recovery in volume in the domestic market. Probably this did not happen So the 9.7 increase in volume represents a major gain in market share. And that surprised me because I felt that we had gained market share, but I didn't expect such high levels. On the other hand, we feel frustrated because our expectations of market recovery in consumption of footwear products, expectations that we had since last year, has not yet felt concrete. It had not picked up. So, considering that, the company did very well in terms of increasing market share.
In the international market, when we can see the major effects, or when we can see the total effect made by the tax incentives, we had to make great efforts to offset the situation. If we take a look on slide 5, we can see the results in two different columns with the effect of Proapi of last year and with and without the effect of Proapi, the tax incentive, as seen last year. We can see the gross income per pair without considering this incentive in the comparison basis in 10.7 in dollar value. This adaptation, in addition to the number of exported volumes in December 2017, in comparison to the same period year on year, we can see that this contributed to the drop in exports, reaching 0.2. We would consider that to be stable in terms of figures for exports. This growth in the gross income per pair was obtained by our approaches to prices and mixes, and obviously this effort would affect our capacity to grow the sales in terms of volume. Our expectation for the year continues to be focusing on recovering volumes. We believe that the economy is recovering, and we also believe that this is a slow recovery. We do not expect to go back to the volumes we recorded last year. And at a certain point, our sector will pick up all those volume levels. It's difficult to expect when this will happen because this is a recovery we've been expecting since last year, and we haven't seen this materialize. And Grandin has been able to offset the situation by gaining market share. So our policy is going to continue preserving our margins and, whenever possible, on the achievement of higher absolute results. These were the major comments we had to make related to the first quarter 2018. It seems to me that it's easy to understand what happened. And we can now start the Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, we can now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, please enter star 1. To remove the question from the list, type the pound key. We kindly ask you not to use speakerphone to ask questions. That way, better sound quality will be offered. Please wait while we collect the questions. The first question comes from Wagner Salaverry, Quantita. You may proceed, Wagner. Good morning, Schmidt. Thank you very much for letting me ask the question. Congratulations on the results. My question is related to the international market, Schmidt. Considering that recently we had an appreciation of the dollar, and in terms of budget and your expectations, what will be different
And can this cause a positive impact throughout the year in terms of export operations?
Good morning, Wagner. Thank you very much for your question. Yes, this higher value, exchange value is very favorable to us considering the seasonality of our exports. It is important again. For the fourth quarter, especially if the exchange rate is maintained at those levels, obviously this is going to favor in a very positive way all our results. We have been working as everybody else is, based on focus bulletin, and the dollar is at about 3.3, and we can see today that the dollar reached 3.50. So this can favor our businesses, yes. In the last call, you made some comments related to the new operation model of Clube Melissa, Mini Clube Melissa, to be exact. I was not sure if this Mini Clube Melissa will have the same store size, or are you going to use the models of kiosks? Was there any evolution? Is there any other more concrete information in relation to the last call? The Mini Clube Melissa, just to make it clear, is an operation focused on children. These are physical stores which are a bit smaller than the present one, selling shoes, but they are not kiosks. Maybe in the future we will consider having kiosks, but this is not our current business model. And this is something that we announced in the latest call. And at that time, we had already opened 5 stores of this type. And we're watching how those stores behave. And depending on the results, we'll make decisions on how we are going to expand this model. Right now, we believe it's too premature to have a definite opinion. But this is an initiative that we had. What I can say is that our expectations are very positive. Okay, thank you. The next question in English comes from Listen.com, Workforce Management. Lisa, your line is open.
Oh. Hi, can you hear me?
Oi, me escuta?
Yes, thanks for taking my questions. Again, congratulations on the strong operating results. The question is regarding ASP, the pricing shows decline this quarter. And given the oil price increase and the other raw material increase, what's your outlook for the pricing for the rest of the year? How do you think you can use that to maintain margin and offset any material cost increase?
Será que teremos aumento de margem que possa compensar esses aumentos de custos na matéria-prima?
Let me see if I understood the question correctly. If there is an increase in the raw material, you asked if we could have an increase in the margin to offset this. Is that the question? We are not considering an increase in raw materials for the time being, at least. Our costs for this year are very in line with inflation increasing by 2 or 3%. So,
I have another question, if I can, is regarding your dividend policy going forward.
We do not believe we are facing this problem right now.
In this first quarter, the drop in the gross margin was due to the drop of income, which was related to the incentives to exports that we no longer have. If we compare the results year-on-year, we can see a small drop in the gross margin. This was caused by the fact that the income is decreased due to the incentive to export. In addition to that, if we do not consider that, we can see that our margins increased, EBIT increased. So this is a problem that we are not focusing on, and we do not have any expectations to face any increases in the price of raw materials. Just to add your question, maybe you asked the question because you were concerned about the currency exchange variation. We always say that the PVC resin is an international commodity that is priced in dollars, but usually this resin is accommodated to the movement of the currency exchanges variations. When the dollar becomes stronger, as we can see now, we also see that the price of commodities also drop. This results that the impact, if we dilute it along the year, and we also include raw materials, we can see that the raw materials would not be affected by the variations of the currency exchanges. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to remind you that to ask a question, please press star one.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, to ask a question, please press star one. The next question is from Wagner Salaverry from the Quantitas Group. I would just like to take this opportunity, since there are many relevant players in the clothing industry, and they are talking about e-commerce operations. I would like to understand if internally, do you hold any discussions to that end? So do you expect Grendene to operate a channel or maybe delivering products from the stores? Do you have any information about that? Melissa already operates in the e-commerce channels. We see e-commerce as a customer. We see that as an additional customer of that brand. Our e-commerce operations have grown over time. And of course, they are following the growth in e-commerce in general. Franchises also sell through e-commerce, but we do not intend to become a direct e-commerce operator. We have presence in several e-commerce operators' business, but as a supplier, they take the risk and they sell the products. So far, this has been our strategy in the e-commerce segment. Thank you. The next question in English again from Elisa Kahn, Wedgwood Management.
Thanks for taking my question again. This one is about use of free cash flow. You generate a lot of cash flow. So is paying dividends still a priority? What's the plan for that? Thank you.
Our dividend payout policy is to
is a policy that was adopted in 2014 and is valid till today. We make a quarterly distribution of the whole profit obtained by the company that does not come from tax incentives. Because of tax issues, if we were to distribute part of tax incentives as dividends, we would face some tax issues that in our understanding, it's not worth it. The dividend payout this quarter was of 60%. Our expectation, and according to the policy determined by the council, is to keep the same level of dividend payout. Ladies and gentlemen, we now close the question and answer session. Now I would like to pass the floor to Mr. Francisco Schmidt for his final remarks. Once again, I would like to thank all the attendees for listening to our conference call. I hope that I was able to answer the questions that you had. Thank you. Grandin's conference call is completed. Thank you for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call. Thank you for having attended this conference.